USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The United States wins its fourth World Cup in women's soccer by defeating the Netherlands 2-0. Megan Rapinoe converted a penalty kick in the 61st minute after video replay overruled the referee's initial decision. This championship adds to a portfolio of glory featuring world crowns in 91, 99, 2015, and Olympic gold medals in 96, 2004, 2008, and 2012. Germany is the only other country to win multiple Women's World Cups. Democratic Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, who voted against a $4.6 billion emergency aid package for the southern border, tells ABC This Week the money won't help Customs and Border Protection agents do their jobs.
Three agents took me aside and said, more money is not going to fix this, that they were not trained to separate children, that they don't want to separate two-year-olds away from their mothers.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Continuing coverage at the border, Democratic Senator Jeff Merkley on NBC's Meet the Press calls out the Trump administration for its treatment of refugees on the southern border.
This process of the brutalization of refugees and particularly children is part of a philosophy of saying if we treat them like this, we'll discourage them from coming. There's just no ethical framework or religious tradition that allows you to mistreat children in this fashion.
Border officials say they're investigating disturbing social media activity after a report surfaced regarding a closed Facebook group for current and former Border Patrol agents that reportedly features jokes about migrant deaths and derogatory comments about Latina lawmakers. Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Kevin McAleenan on ABC's This Week.
We've already put several agents on administrative duties. We've issued cease and desist letters to more, and this investigation is continuing, and the agents will be held accountable if they're CBP employees who did inappropriate things. I don't think it's reflective of the men we have.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A musical innovator has died. USA's Chris Barnes has that story.
Tall and thin and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking.
One of the main architects of the Brazilian musical style bossa nova, João Gilberto, has died at 88. His family says he passed away from an undisclosed illness at his home in Rio de Janeiro. He's credited with writing some of the first bossa nova or new beat musical arrangements. He was very well known for this hit from the early 1960s.
But he watches so sadly.
Gilberto, known to be a recluse in his late years, living alone in his apartment in Rio as he was trying to sort out some legal problems which had accumulated over the course of a storied career. Again, João Gilberto was 88. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
So nice to finally meet you, Spider-Man.
Fury, Fury.
Put some clothes on. Let's go for a ride.
Superheroes continue to do super at the box office. Spider-Man Far From Home, starring Tom Holland, got a head start by opening on the Tuesday before Independence Day and collected $185 million in North America in its first 6 days in theaters. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.